It's Thursday, the 15th of August, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. The Southern African Development Community is holding its 44th Ordinary Summit in Harare, Zimbabwe. The annual summit, attended by heads of state and government from the 16 SADC member states, is the key policy-making event for the region, setting overall policy direction and managing the community's functions. He is the executive director in the Ministry of International Relations and Cooperation, Pendananda.
We are discussing various issues concerning the well-being of the region, starting from the finances, of course. We are exiting the organ on politics, defense and security this year, where we, of course, have made a huge difference in peace around our region. So our concentration is on development. We want to touch the life of a small child walking in the streets, be that of Katutura, of Mondesa, anywhere else in Namibia. And so our leaders are going to set the agenda for the year ahead in terms of how we should proceed to develop our region. It is one of the most progressive regions on the continent.
In other news, photos and videos on social media show baboons breaking into homes and causing damage. Residents, especially those near open fields, should be cautious as the dry conditions bring the baboons closer to urban areas. We spoke to local ecologist Peter Cunningham for comment.
There are a couple of things that humans can do. One of them is electrified fences. Now, that works most of the times, because if you've got electrified fences, it keeps most of the baboons out, except maybe some of the bigger baboons who take the punishment of the fence and get over and then do what they want to do in your garden. If you've got dogs, don't leave their food out available all the time. If you leave a full refuse dump, the baboons access this. They know there's food inside there and they try and get to it. So get some kind of mechanism to keep your rubbish bin closed. If you've got a veggie garden, that's certainly going to attract baboons. You must secure that somehow. If it gets into your house, just open the doors and don't try and chase it. It will go out again on its own accord. Don't force a confrontation, because that potentially could be catastrophic.
EFF Deputy President Floyd Shivambu has requested to be released from all his duties within the party and parliament. The request follows his resignation amid allegations implicating him and EFF leader Julius Malema in the VBS mutual bank looting scandal. The bank's former chairperson Chifiwa Matodzi's affidavit claims Shivambu and Malema received over 16 million rand from the bank through a front company linked to Shivambu's brother. Shivambu, meanwhile, announced at a new conference that he will join former President Jacob Zuma's Mkhonto weSizwe party.
I firmly believe that political decisions should never be personalized and treated as betrayal of the cause and of individuals. I said, Comrade President, you are my brother and comrade, and will always cherish the contributions we made in our lives during the formation of the EFF, even prior to that.
And another round of ceasefire talks is underway in Doha amid soaring tensions in the Middle East. Hamas says it won't attend, accusing Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of adding new conditions. Sarah Coates, who's in Tel Aviv, explains why few expect any sort of breakthrough.
Hamas will not be joining in on these talks, saying it won't negotiate just to negotiate, but it is willing to meet these mediators on the sidelines after this summit. Now, we do understand that the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has somewhat softened his stance, but there is this one large sticking point still, and that is the end to the war. Benjamin Netanyahu says he wants to resume fighting in the Gaza Strip even after this initial six-week period of calm, and this is certainly something that we could not see Hamas really agreeing to. Now, at the same time, diplomatic efforts are in overdrive. The U.S. Top envoy for the Middle East, that is Amos Hochstein, he remains in the region. He's been holding high-level talks with Israeli officials in Tel Aviv and also with Lebanese officials in Beirut, really trying to calm tensions.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.